Krishna. So I was explaining, as all of you were coming in, that at the beginning of the year, I was seeing a different type of Sangam. And some of you also came there, Radhanath Maharaj and many of the devotees from Chopati came there to that Sangam. And here we also have Triveni Sangam. Chopati party has come. I guess we'll call that Ganga. Our international party from Vrindavan has come, Jamuna. And that so many wonderful Prabhupada disciples have come, that's Saraswati. They've all come to give us, Saraswati means knowledge about Krishna. So all of them have also come here. So this is a great Sangam of Vaishnavas. So first thing we should do is we should offer our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Ananta Gauri Vaishnavinda ki! Loudly, Ananta Gauri Vaishnavinda ki! Wow, they must have heard that up in the temple. So all of us have come here in this Vaishnava Sangam, Triveni Sangam. On this very, very auspicious day of Diwali, in this very, very wonderful place called Gokul. Gokul is a very, very happy place. When you go to the temple there, they always tell you, take Mahaprasad and laugh. The Gokul is a happy place. We see every place else in the world, everyone's worried. They're worried about this thing and that thing, and so here nobody's worried, they're just laughing. So this Gokul is a very happy place, and this is the place, and this is the day, and we're there where that Damodar Leela actually happened. This little temple here, they say, is the original Ukkal, that grinding mortar of Mother Yasoda. So we can't imagine what type of pious activities or what we have done in our lifetimes to be here in association with so many Vaishnavas. I've never seen so many Vaishnavas here in this place, on this very day, at the very place where the Damodar Leela took place. We're all extremely fortunate. I can only say this is the unlimited causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! I can just imagine that Srila Prabhupada must be looking down at this Ukkal place today, seeing all of this, more than 1,000. Now we have 1,100, more than 1,100 Vaishnavas sitting here. He must be so happy to look down. Of course, if we can get lakhs, he'll be even more happier. So we have to make vow here in this place. The next year I'm going to bring 10 more friends. I'm going to make 10 more Vaishnavas and bring them all here to Braj. Now this side is enthusiastic. What about this side? So on that particular Diwali day, Mother Yasoda was considering that every day somebody's coming and complaining that my Lala is stealing butter. And Mother Yasoda's got so much butter. Nanda Baba, we've all heard 9 lakhs of cows, butter, yogurt, milk, all these things like river flowing in her house. Why my Lala will go to someone else's house? It must be that the servants and maidservants simply don't know how to make butter properly. Otherwise, why he'll go? We have plenty of stock. Why he'll go at other house? So hard to get good help these days. Even 5,000 years ago, they said the same thing. So Mother Yasoda says, all right, it's Diwali. Let everyone have chutti, vacation. All the workers and servants, maid servants, can go home. I'm going to personally make the butter today, then Lala won't go anywhere else to eat. So Mother Yasoda, she gave everyone big day off to go home for Diwali. And night before Diwali, she got some very wonderful milk. Where did that milk come from? Nanda Maharaj, he has almost as many of us, he has 1,000 special cows. To those 1,000 special cows, he feeds the sweetest, juiciest, most nourishing grass he can find from his pastures to those cows. Then he takes the milk from those 1,000 special cows, and he's got 100 very special cows. He feeds that milk from those 1,000 cows to those special cows to those 100 very special cows. Then he takes the milk from those 100 very special cows, and he's got 10 very, very special cows. So he feeds that milk from those very special cows to those 10 very, very special cows, and then he feeds their milk to one extremely special cow called Padma Gandha. So most of you could probably understand Padma Gandha, whose smell of the fragrance of the lotus flower. Her milk is so wonderful, it is fragrant like lotus flowers, Padma Gandha. So Mother Yasoda took that milk and she made it into yogurt. Because just as you were coming, we were having this discussion that in our Braj, and mostly I see in UP, I know many ghee manufacturers, they make the ghee from yogurt. Mostly I've seen in Western country, they take the cream, they stream off the cream, they have some way of separating, they take off the cream, they make it from the cream. But here we make it from the yogurt. And someone was telling me, they did some research, that butter and ghee made from the yogurt decreases cholesterol. As we were talking, that here, this is Gokul's a happy place, we don't worry about these things. But in the rest of the world, especially in the West, they like to worry about something. Now they've forgotten about the cholesterol, they're worrying about anthrax. But anyway, they like to worry about something. Here we don't worry. But anyway, just so if you're worried, that ghee made from the yogurt decreases cholesterol, and the ghee made from the cream increases. So anyway, she made very nice yogurt. Now, the next day, now mothers, they're very clever. And those of you who are young mothers, or about to be mothers, you can learn from Mother Yasoda one very nice hint. You can't get anything done cleaning around the house or work around the house as long as the children are awake. See, all the older ladies are going. The young ladies, they should learn this trick from Mother Yasoda. So what did she do? She fed Krishna his breakfast and immediately she put him to sleep. Then she went to the kitchen and she got the churning pot, a nice big churning pot. And there's a little wooden rod that goes down inside. It has tiny little, I guess you would say, paddles, little pegs there. And then they tie a rope to something, to little rings on the wall or something. They tie the ropes like that to balance. Because from other side, she twists the rope around. And then they go, purr, 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 purr. Like that. The one rope tied to the wall keeps it straight because she's pulling from this side and going, purr, purr. If you go in the villages, sometimes you can see. Like that. So Mother Yasoda, she tied her sari very tight. And she began to churn the butter. Purr, purr, purr. And as she's churning, all her bangles are jingling. Ching, ching, brrr, brrr, ching, ching. And what is Mother Yasoda doing? She's singing the glories of Krishna. Mother Yasoda is always singing the glories of Krishna. So, brrr, brrr, ching, ching, and she's singing about Nandalala. So what is that? Brrr, like Madanga, brrr, brrr, brrr. And ching, ching, like Kartal. And singing about Krishna, that's kirtan. So Sankirtan is going on. Now Prabhupada told us that as soon as you say Krishna's, sing Krishna's name, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada says that Radha and Krishna, they go, oh, someone is chanting our name. Someone is chanting our name. Now, the only trick is, we have to chant with so much love and devotion that they will say, oh, someone is chanting so nicely. Let us go and see who it is. This is the trick. Even just ordinary chanting, Prabhupada, as soon as you chant Krishna's name, oh, someone is singing my name. Mother Yasoda, she's singing with Braja Prem. She's singing Krishna's glories with Braja Prem, ching, ching, brr, brr, and chanting about Nandalala. How can Krishna, if just ordinary chanting wakes him up and he wonders, how can this chanting, he can sleep? With Mother Yasoda's kirtan going on, the Braja Prem kirtan going on. Not possible. So merely, somehow or other, rubbing his eyes, he got out of bed. He somehow he climbed down from the bed. He's a small boy, so he had to put one leg over and then he hung down and he dropped down from the bed. Then he went running there and he tried to stop his mother's. He was grabbing onto that stick in the middle there. And he's grabbing like this and trying to stop. And pulling on Mother Yasoda's sari. So then Mother Yasoda, she saw this fellow has woken up and he wants some milk. So immediately she became overwhelmed with Vatsalya Ras, just seeing this beautiful Sham Varn fellow. So beautiful lotus petal eyes, little peacock feather like that, and so soft body, his body so soft, just like a lotus flower. So soft, like lotus flower, like that. So she just stopped all her work, put him in her lap, and pushed her breast into his mouth and began to feed Nandalala. We can't even begin to imagine the ecstasy of Mother Yasoda. The supreme personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagawan, Brijendanandan Shyam Sundar, is drinking milk from Mother Yasoda's own breast. And little teeth are coming, so she's seeing the little teeth are coming. She's admiring this, just seeing this moon-like face. So we heard in Srimad Bhagavatam that in the other room she had milk on the fire and it began to boil over. But our acharyas in their commentaries on this verse have explained that what happened really was that milk in the pot, he was sinking. That this Mother Yasoda, she has unlimited prem for Lala. And Lala has unlimited prem for Maya. She will give milk unlimitedly. He will take unlimitedly. She will give unlimitedly. He will take unlimitedly. This will never stop. It will go on and on and on forever and ever. And then what is the use of me? I will never get offered to Krishna. So he decided to suicide himself. And he jumped from the pot into the fire. So then, Mother Yasoda, we all know that smell. Suddenly that smell is coming. So Mother Yasoda, she immediately, because she was just enjoying seeing the beautiful face of Nandalala, and little tiny Tooth is coming, and so sweet she's enjoying. She just forgot everything. Just like we're all sitting here, some of us are not lucky enough to be in the shade of the tree. We just forgot everything. Last night we were in the middle of the forest in the dark. We just forgot everything. So like that Mother Yasoda just forgot all about that milk, and she immediately she just put Krishna down and she ran. She just put him down on the ground and said, "I'm just coming," and she ran. And he became very angry. I was taking milk and I didn't get my full satisfaction. My mother just threw me down like this and ran. He became very angry. Now this is very interesting, because we consider that Mother Yasoda is a great devotee. But now Nandanandan's become very angry. By her activity. We know devotional service means that to please Krishna, but Krishna has become angry. Just like another side, we know that Kamsa, he was always thinking about Krishna. 24 hours a day. I'm envious of Kamsa. I can't remember Krishna as much as he was remembering. 24 hours a day, every eating, sleeping, waking, walking, everything he was remembering Krishna. Just like his servants, they brought him a glass of water, a nice silver tray, nice silver glass, cool water. So silver sort of sparkles and it reflects different colors, you know, so nice colorful things. So Kamsa from the corner of his eyes says something sparkling and shining, different colors are there. He said, "Guards, guards, that doost has come, that rascal has come, kill him, guards, the rascal has come, kill him, oh guards, kill him, rascal has come." The servant said, "Are Maharaj, I brought you a glass of water." It's like we're here on Braj Prikrama, and it's so dry. And we're always thinking about water. We think more about water than we do about Krishna. but Kamsa, he was thinking, even he saw water, he was seeing Krishna. So then the servants, they brought a nice plate. Nice silver thali with so many katori, so many nice prasadam and nice glasses of cooling and heating drinks and so many nice things, all nicely decorated. They came with this nice big thali. Comes also from the corner of his eye. He saw something sparkling and shining in different colors. "Oh, guards, kill him, that doost has come, that rascal's come, kill him, that rascal's come, kill him, kill him." We're all thinking, "Oh no, how long is this going to go on? When are we going to get prasadam?" You know? But comes, he saw prasadam, he saw Krishna. He has two wives, Asti and Prati. They all decorated themselves, very nice shringar and everything. They came before their Swami. From the corner of his eye, he saw these two very beautiful forms coming. "Oh, they both come, Krishna Balaram, both come, kill them, guys, kill them, they both come, Krishna Balaram, kill them, kill them. Are Maharaj, is this your wives?" I mean, we wish we could think about Krishna when we saw our wives. But Kamsa's thinking about Krishna is not considered bhakti, because our Rupa Goswami has given the definition. What is that? Well, how does it start? No. Anyavilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavrintam anukulyas krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. That is bhakti. Anukul. Because Kamsa's thinking is pratikul. He's thinking about Krishna 25, he's only thinking how to kill him. And actually, this is the most interesting part of the whole thing. Krishna, one rasa that Krishna likes to enjoy is virya rasa, this chivalrous rasa. When he gets to fight with the demons, he enjoys this activity. Huh? Kansa coming to attack him, and Krishna just pulling him down from the throne. And first the Chanura Mustika, then finally he got to fight with Kansa. He enjoys like anything. It's activity he's enjoying. Madhya Soda's activities made him angry, but this activity he's enjoying, fighting. Pow! Huh? And he knows all the gopis are watching him. Pow, look how I... He enjoys like anything. Huh? But Kansa's mood is pratikul. Now, Madhya Soda, what happened actually? That milk, because it's Diwali, so Diwali means sweets. Everywhere we go, we see so many colorful sweets. We even went to some tiny little village that just reminded us of Vrindavan in the old days. And our one devotee came out, we sat down in the car, and he pulled out such a sweet. I never saw such a sweet with, you know, five or six different colors and all different shapes and forms. And it was a tiny little village we went to yesterday. Huh? So sweets everywhere, sweets and sweets. So, what was I saying? I was thinking about that sweet, I forgot about Krishna. Anukul. Oh, Mother Yashoda wanted to make sweets for Krishna. All right, she's more Krishna conscious than me. She was thinking that with this milk, I'm going to make sweets for Lala. This milk is meant for making sweets for Krishna. If it burns, I won't be able to make sweets for Krishna. This is her motive. She was running for Krishna's service. She was running for Krishna's service. So she ran. So her mood is anukul. Although Krishna has become angry. Of course, this is just Krishna's pastime, just to make this pastime more sweet. He's also enjoying this, being angry with Mother Yashoda, because now he gets to do some naughty things. Because that's the first thing he thought. She just left me like that. I didn't get my full satisfaction. She just ran away. So he took a rock. Pow! He smashed a big hole in the bottom of that butter pot. All the buttermilk went running here and there and here, and butter and everything here and there and here. Then he thought, what other mischief can I do? So he saw in the next room so much butter is hanging there from the rafters. So somehow he climbed up, he got that butter. Then he began to think that Maya is going to come back. She's going to see this big mess here. And I'm going to get in trouble. So he ran out the door here to the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, where we're standing now. This is Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. And he began to take that butter and give it. And then as soon as butter is there, immediately all the monkeys came. Huh? We also see, as soon as we go across the street from the temple, we buy our fruits and we walk the other side, immediately. They have special antenna radar, you know. So immediately all the bunders came. So Lala was there. He's feeding all the monkeys and everything. He's having a good old time. Meanwhile, Mother Yashoda comes out from the kitchen after, because she sprinkled a little water, kept that milk from boiling over. But actually, our acharyas explained that what happened was that milk was so shocked that Mother Yashoda is worried about the devotees. This milk won't get offered to Krishna. He was so shocked. Mother Yashoda had the perfection of life. Krishna is sitting in her lap, drinking milk from her breast. What else can you want in life? And to save this devotee, to save this milk, she's run to the... He's so shocked, he jumped right back into the pot. Just see, this Mother Yashoda is so concerned. He jumped right back into the pot. So then she came back from the kitchen and she saw there was a big mess. And she saw that there's a big hole in the butter pot. And all the buttermilk and butter has run out all over the floor. And it's not hard to figure out what happened. Because all these buttery and buttermilk footprints are going all around the room. Krishna's lotus footprints are there, mixed with the butter and the buttermilk. Going into the next room, she sees the butter is missing from there. Those little footprints go out the door to the courtyard. Acha. And there she saw, this rascal is there with the butter feeding it. He's standing there feeding it to all the monkeys and having a good time eating himself. So she grabbed a stick. Now Lala, he knows he's done something wrong. So he's just like this and like this and like this. Mother Yasoda is very clever. She walked directly, because he's standing there feeding. So he didn't look directly behind. Just sort of glancing like this and like this and like this. He didn't see. So Mother Yasoda just came directly behind, straight line behind him. But what happened? This is the first trick you have to learn in Braj when you come to Vrindavan. She has a stick in her hand, right? This is how you have to save yourself from the monkeys. Those monkeys, they don't care for anything. You can shout at them, you can, as long as they know you don't have a stick in their hand, that just run up and steal your fruit. They don't care. Or if they're like on top of the wall there and they've stolen your glasses, you can yell, you can scream, you can do anything, you know. They just, you know. You can scream, you can shout, you can do, they just like, you don't even exist, you know. They just. But as soon as they see a stick in your hand, so all of a sudden, all the monkeys went, they saw that stick in Mother Yasoda's hand, you know. So when Nandalala, he saw all the monkeys went, and they all started running, ding, 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 up the trees, you know. Then he turned around and he saw, oh, Mother Yasoda's there with a stick. He jumped down. And he began running all around the courtyard. Mother Yasoda's running behind him, and she's running and running, and he's running and running. And she's got these big hips and heavy breasts, and she's running. And her sari's becoming loose, and the flowers in her hair are becoming loose, and they're falling down onto the ground. But our acharyas have explained what really was taking place was those flowers were so astounded. Mother Yasoda is chasing after that person who the yogis for millions and millions of years are meditating, trying to catch him. They're trying to catch him. Everyone's trying to catch him. That Mother Yasoda is running after that same Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were thinking, our place is not on top of the head of this person. We should come down and touch her feet. So all those flowers were coming down to touch the feet of Mother Yasoda. So she's running behind him and running behind him, and somehow or other. He's clever too. So he thought, she won't go beyond, because even Prabhupada explained in the old days, the ladies, they stayed in the inside part of the house. They never went to the outside courtyard, the inside courtyard and outside courtyard. So Mother Yasoda won't go in the outside courtyard. So he ran out to the outside courtyard. Mother Yasoda, she ran, she looked all around, and she ran outside also after this fellow. She's so angry. And she chased him and chased him. When Krishna saw that she's ready to even do this, so then he allowed her to catch him. But he was looking at that stick in her hand, and he's just crying, please, I'll be good, I won't do it again, please. And she's so angry. You're a thief, you're a choraj. She calls him choraj. You're choraj. Hey, you choraj. You king of the chores, you king of the thieves. The Lala says, but there's no thief on my side of the family, must be from your side. Because there was one chora on Mother Yasoda's family line somewhere. Chora was there. So the chora is on your side of the fan, not on Baba's side. Oh, you Bandaraj. Now she's really angry. She called, you monkey, you king of the monkeys, you know, Bandaraj, you king of the monkey. So Krishna says, yeah, I'm a monkey. I'm going to go live in the forest with the monkeys then. You're going to call me a monkey? And I'll go live in the forest with the monkeys. And she said, Are Bhagwan. he can do such a thing. He may do such a thing. Then she thought, he may do such a thing. He may go and live with the monkeys. So she thought, better throw the stick away because he may run away and go live with the monkeys. I tie him up. That way he can't run away and go live with the monkeys. So she decided, better I'll tie him up. But she told him, because he's crying, please forgive me. She says, I'm going to forgive you. But you did two aparads. First, you broke the butter pot. That was a very naughty thing to do. That I can forgive. But stealing, this is a very, very serious aparad. If you continue this stealing habit, everybody's complaining about you, continue this, then later in life it's going to be very difficult. So you have to stop. I'm not going to leave you on this one. And not only that, you had an accomplice. You had one accomplice, this ukkal, this grinding mortar. You climbed on that grinding mortar to steal. He's your companion, accomplice in this thievery, this theft. So I'm going to tie the both of you together. That's what I'm going to do. So the Madhya Soda, she got some ropes. And she put it around that ukkal and she put it around Krishna and his two fingers too short. So she got some more ropes and she tied it all together and she put it around and she got there to tie the knot and it's still two fingers too short. Then she got some more ropes together and she tied them all together and she put it all around and it's still two fingers too short. Then she got in the Goshala, there's all these little ropes. First of all of you are aware where milk comes from. I know, Guru Kripa Maharaj told me that when he was a young boy, he never knew. He says, you go to the store, it comes in this little plastic carton, you know. It comes from, he never knew, it came from a cow. You know. So I know what most of you are in India, or maybe Bombay, I saw cows walking in the street of downtown Bombay near Chopati. So you know cows, but some people are here, they may not know. So anyway, milk comes from the cow. Underneath the cow, there's an udder. There's a big bag, there's these teats hanging down. And the milk comes there. And then you go, shoo, shoo. Now, squeezing, sometimes you may squeeze too hard. And that cow, what's she going to do? So what do? They have these little ropes. They they tie the, so if you accidentally squeeze too hard, you know, then she can't kick, and because if she kick, she may hurt you, she may knock the pail of milk over, everything can happen, you know. Maharaj may have seen in New Vrindavan, huh? They knock the pail over sometime for you? Yeah. So therefore you tie up the back. So she got all those little ropes together. They keep all these little ropes in the Goshala for doing this. I thought I'd let you know so you understand. So they got all those little ropes together. She tied all of those ropes together. And then she tied everything up and she got there in. Two fingers too short. By this time, all of the older gopis have come and they're just laughing. They said, come on, this morning you tied this little black string around Lala's waist. You see, when we go through the village, huh, you see the little kids, they have nothing else on, just a little black string around their waist. Isn't it? He said, you just tied a little black string around his waist this morning. Why can't you tie this rope? They were all laughing at her. And still she's getting more ropes, old saris together, anything, you know. She says, they're just laughing and laughing and laughing. So, the thing is, Madhya Yashoda's angry. Angry means motive, passion. So Rajagun, we can't tie up Krishna with Rajagun. We can't even tie him with Sattvagun. But finally, all the gopis were laughing so much, and Mother Yasoda, she's so frustrated. Every time she's tying and tying, and still it's too short. Then she also began to laugh. As soon as she started laughing, boop, suddenly the rope was long enough to tie. And she tied him up. So then she left him there. Now you see this huge old Imli tree, tamarind tree standing here. In this place used to stand two twin Arjun trees. I keep thinking that someday we should come and plant some more Arjun trees here. But this is the Imli tree, a tamarind tree. But in this place, huge old Arjun trees were there. Before you came, I was explaining to the group that was here with me that I went to Mauritius. On Mauritius, on all the sides of the roads, there's only Arjun trees. There's this little island in the middle of the ocean. There's nothing around it. It's 60 kilometers long and 40 kilometers wide. I don't even think metropolitan Bombay areas. I don't think even, you know, it's probably beyond that, the metropolitan Bombay area. One city, that's a whole country. In the middle of the ocean, there's nothing around it except water. So the cyclones come through, there's nothing to stop that wind. 250 kilometer per hour winds come. Everything is flattened, except these are Arjun trees. They have very, very heavy roots. I was always wondering, why are Arjun trees? This Leela is famous, this Yamal Arjun Bung. Why Arjun? Why not neem, you know, coconut tree or, you know, ango tree? Yamal Arjun tree, because they have this root system. Even 250 kilometer per hour winds in Mauritius don't knock them over. And Lala, he knocked over two. So by going to Mauritius, this pastime became even more sweet. Then we can understand this was amazing for everyone. They know these trees are very hard. Like, that's why the Brijbasis were so astounded. How did these two trees fall over? They're very difficult to knock down. Not like any other tree. So he was looking around and he saw those two twin Arjun trees. Now we're going late, so I'm not going to... You know the story, that they were Nalakuvera and Manigriva, and they came, they were enjoying in the water with damsels from the heavenly planets, naked. Nard Muni came, the girls covered themselves, and the two guys just sat there like, ha ha, who's this guy? So he cursed them, all right, you want to be naked? Then you stand like a tree. You see, he's not got any cloth, just standing here naked in the rain, in the sun, in the cold, in the heat. So of course they fell on his feet. He said, yes, but then the son of Nanda Maharaj will come and liberate you from that condition. So then Krishna, all right, what more rascal come can I do? So he remembered this benediction from his devotee Narad Muni. Well, first we're skipping one thing. What happened was then the cowherd boys came. And they saw Lala's all tied up. It's all right. He said, oh, Madhu, oh, Batuka, come here, Sridham. Huh? Vasudam, come here, Stoka Krishna, come here, come on, untie me. So all the cowherd boys, they came there and they saw. And first Madhu Mangal came. Krishna likes to call him Batuk. Just like we sing that song, you know. Batu Dvijaraj. Jaya Jaya Krishna Saka, Batu Dvijaraj. Batuk means a young Brahmin boy. This is this funny word we call for young Brahmin boy, Batuk. So it's, oh, Madhi, come here, Batuk, Aja, come, untie this knot. So Madhu Mangal, he said, I'm not going to untie. Because every time you guys make the plan, you guys execute the plan, then you guys all run away. Now Madhu Mangal, he's lame, you know. You guys all run away, then they catch me and I get in trouble. Now you got in trouble, I'm happy, I'm not going to untie you. Now you got what you deserve. You got what you deserve, I'm not going to untie you. You guys make the plan, you guys execute the plan, then you all run away, and I get in trouble. Now you're in trouble, so I'm happy. So then he goes, Toka Krishna, come here, come on, come on. So all the cowherd boys, they come and, hey, you guys untying it, you're making it tighter. Because this rope is tied with Vatsalyaras. And cowherd boys are in Sakiras. They can't untie this rope. So Lala says, all right, forget it. So then he saw those two Arjun trees, remembered this whole pastime. So he went right through between those two Arjun trees, but this Utkal is coming along behind, clack, clack, click, clack, click, clack. And they have these big roots coming out from the edges. If you see an Arjun tree, it's like walls coming out here. They just snake into the ground. Big, heavy. I saw in Mauritius, you know, from above my head, it just starts like this, and this goes out like 10, 12 feet into the ground. So that Ukko came along, he got stuck between these two root systems. So Lala, he put 1 foot on one tree, 1 foot on the other tree. These two trees got touched by the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. How are they going to stay in a tree body with such a wonderful benediction? Without even pulling, bam! Those two trees came crashing down. He just put his feet and began to pull, and pow! And of course, Nala Kuvera immediately appeared and offered their obeisances and prayed so many prayers. They circumambulated Lala. Lala told him, all right, now in the future, don't be so puffed up. Because Prabhupada explains in the purport, this is a problem, that we get wealthy, then we get puffed up. We think, why should I depend on the Lord? I got a nice big bank balance. Why should I depend on God? My office is on the 90th floor of the World Trade Tower. We become puffed up as soon as we get wealth. And we forget about Krishna's importance. But he can finish us in 1 second. We always have to remain in very humble position. Even if we get great wealth, we just think this is Krishna's mercy. He has given me this wealth to use in his service. Now I can do lots of service for Krishna. We should never become puffed up. Just these two, they just became, oh, I was just going enjoying the river. Narad Muni came, who is this guy? Just flying around, he has no place to stay, just flying around. They became puffed up. They could not recognize the great devotees. So this wealth is a very dangerous thing. We should be very careful. We should always remain humble, especially in the presence of Vaishnavas and devotees. We should remain very, very humble. So they promised, all right, they promised him. They circumambulated him, and then they went, he said, all right, now you go back and remain Krishna conscious. All right, you go back. No problem, you keep your wealth, you keep all your things, but you remain always Krishna conscious. Just like we were hearing yesterday from Brajavihari in this Brahma Vimohan Lila place. The Brahma, he told Krishna, all right, I have to do this big duty of creation, but I may get puffed up, so please protect me. So this should be our please let me always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, no matter what position. So they promised, no, now we'll never forget. We learned our lesson, we had to stand here as trees for thousands of years anyway. Now we'll never forget. So we shouldn't have to come to get to that point where we get such a heavy curse. We hear all these stories, Krishna performs all these pastimes, should start to sink in. Just like when we're a little kid, we come into the kitchen, we see there's something yellow and blue, orange, very fascinating little thing dancing on top of the stove, mother's working. And what does she say? We say immediately, we go, some nice flower is there, we go with our hands. She said, no, hot burn. Oh, this mother, what did they know about fun? So as soon as she's not looking, we immediately put her hand there and... Whoa! Next thing we see, Mother's there. She's got this board, and she's got this big shiny thing, and steam's coming out, and she's got all the cloth there, and she's going back and forth and back and forth like this, you know. And this shiny thing and steam's. This is a wonderful thing. What is that? We go with our hand, and Mother says, "Don't touch, hot burn." Ah, what do these mothers know? As soon as she's not looking, we immediately go and... Ooh, that same sensation. So eventually the little child, what happens, he gets that connection in his brain. When Mother says hot burn, that same sensation that I get every time, I'm going to get again. So he makes that... So, you know, the Shastras are telling us, Prabhupada every day in his class, every purport is telling us this sense gratification only leads to pain. One day we have to make the connection. Hot burn, oh yeah, I'm going to get frustrated again. We have to make the connection one day. So we have to always remain very humble. So they promise they will always remain in Krishna consciousness. So then, all the cowherd men in the fields, they heard this huge crash when those two trees came down. It was like earthquake was there. And it was deafening. Everyone nearby was practically deafened. And all the cowherd men, they came running and they saw, Nanda Maharaj came there. He saw Lala sitting there between these two huge. They couldn't imagine how an Arjun tree can possibly fall down. And it wasn't that they were, you know, old and rotten or something. Everybody could see they were perfectly all right. But they just came crashing down like that. How is it possible? Even 250 kilometer per hour wind doesn't know. Two of them just crashed down inexplicably. But Lala was right in between. Somehow by the grace of God, he was saved. By the grace of God, my Lala's been saved. He immediately ran there and he saw Lala's all tied up. Hey, Lala, who did this to you? That rascal Maya. Mother, you sort of did this to you? What in the world got into her? So immediately, now, Nanda Maharaj, he's in Vatsalya Ras, right? He immediately just opened that rope and Lala jumped into his arms. Now, Mother Yasoda came. She also heard that sound. She came running. She was just, her, practically gave up her life when she heard that sound. That as soon as, you know, we were just telling before you came that even when she leans over the crib to see her son, to look at Nanda Lala and the shadow, her own shadow comes on top of her. She jumps, oh! She just puts her body over her son to protect him. Who came? Even her own shadow. So what to speak of this huge sound? She thinks, oh, what in the world happened now? She's just practically giving up her life. She came running there. She saw Nanda Lala's in the hands of Nanda Maharaj. Immediately she came there, come Lala, come Lala. He just put his head on the other side. So she came on this side, you know, no. He came on this side. He just buried his head. Then she came on this side. No, he just... We see all the time the children, as soon as they're with their father's arms, as soon as mother comes immediately, Mata, Mata! he won't even look at her face. Mother Yasoda went crying like a cow who's lost her calf to her room where her maidservants were following behind her. She just fell down in her bed crying and crying. Krishna won't even look at her. And Nanda says, Are Lala, who's going to bathe you tonight? And dress you? He says, you, Baba, I'm not going to see this rascal Maya. And who's going to feed you milk and put you to bed? He says, you, Baba. And who's going to wake you up in the morning and bathe you and dress you? He says, you, Baba, I don't want to see this rascal Maya. Macha. Then that maidservant came running and said, Mother Yasoda is just about to leave her body. She's going to leave, her life airs are leaving her body right now. As soon as Nanda Lala heard that Mother Yasoda is about to leave her body, immediately he jumped from Nanda Maharaj's arms and he ran back into the arms of Mother Yasoda. Hello, Yasoda Damodar Ki! So we have to want Krishna like Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda is ready to give up her life if she can't please Krishna. She is just wanting, we have to want Krishna like that. Then Krishna will come running to us. We're running after Krishna. And he's just running faster and faster away from us. But when we desire Krishna with such intensity like Mother Yasoda, then that Nandalala will come running right into our arms. So this is what we're praying. We've come here. Some of us are sitting in the sun in this very holy place where this wonderful pastime actually happened on the very day that it happened. So we're just playing. Somehow or other, we can just get a pinch of that desire to please Krishna. We're so completely absorbed in this bodily concept of life, just thinking about our own sense gratification. How can we get a little pinch of desire to please the senses of Krishna instead of our own senses? So that's what we want to beg in this place, that somehow or other we can, as Mother Yasoda has bound up Krishna with a rope, that somehow or other we can please, maybe Mother Yasoda will intervene on our behalf. That's why we always approach the devotees. We don't go directly to Krishna. We always approach through the devotees. Maybe Mother Yasoda will be kind to us. Maybe the Vaishnavas will be kind to us. If somehow or other we can find some connection, we just want to find that connection, that we can become, get a little pinch of desire to desire Krishna. So therefore we've come to this place, sat here in this wonderful dust of Braj, and we're wandering all around this wonderful Braj. Braj actually means, the word Braj means to go. So you just, you keep going from Chopati to Braj, no problem. Or for wherever you are in the world, you just come here to Braj, and when you come here, just keep going to this place, that place, this place, get this dust anyway, anyhow, and somehow pray for the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, that somehow we can develop a little bit of Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. Somehow we'll be able to do something to please Srila Prabhupada, and then Krishna will be pleased with us. Hare Krishna. Sri Damodar ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Yeah.